You're listening to Wake Up Call on the Sports Map Radio Network.
Presented by Rocket Mortgage. Home loans that fit your life. Rocket can.
Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios, alongside Ron Culver, here's Tony D.
All right, thanks for joining us as we continue along this morning. We've got a lot to get to. And continuing the look that the Tampa-St. Pete area continues to just have the sports world revolve around it. A good friend, Pat Donovan, WDAE in Tampa, joining us to talk Bucks, Rays, Lightning, all with banners of some form or another. How are you, my friend?
I'm doing well, Tony. How are you, man?
Good, man. By the way, Progressive Guest Line, Progressive making it easy to bundle your home and car insurance. Get your quote at progressive.com today. Before we get on some of the bigger pictures that are going on in your city, Ron told me yesterday you asked Tom Brady if he was human, and he sort of dodged your answer. Did he ever give you an answer to see if he was?
No, he would not confirm. Right? He would not confirm. And I had plenty of people, you know, the guy, he just continues to do things at 44 years old. He continues to do things he's never done. And, you know, after his first 400-yard, five-touchdown game, I had several people text me or tweet to me during the game, like, is this guy human? So I just thought, you know what, it's about damn time the guy answered the question. He wouldn't do it. I mean, that tells us something.
Let me ask you a question. We spent a lot of time last week before the game against New England. We went, you know, had some people from Boston to just sort of give us a perspective of what's going on there. From the Tampa Bay side of things, what did you think was going to happen up there in terms of his emotions? What was he saying about that to you guys in gearing up to going back to New England a week ago?
I think it was hard to know. My suspicion was that he would be a man on a mission, that he would be a guy that wanted to go up there, and not so much because of his ex-teammates, but maybe just because of his ex-head coach would want to slaughter the New England Patriots. And I said going into the game, I think he's going to put up 50 tonight. I thought it was going to be a big night for Tom Brady, but Bill Belichick did a good job of scheming. Patriots defense did a good job, and it looked like the emotion was, for the first time for Tom Brady, something he wasn't ready for, something he hadn't dealt with. And listen, nobody's ever done what he did, right? Nobody's ever played 20 years somewhere and then gone back. And it certainly looked like in his play, and it could have been the weather, right? It wasn't exactly nice out that night, but it looked like in his play, the emotion might have gotten to him a little bit. I remember seeing a couple times early in the game, he sailed a couple of passes, and I said, geez, those look a little bit like Jameis Winston passes early in games.
Yeah, it is amazing because, again, you bring up the weather and the emotion and all of that leading into that game. And then it looked like, well, I've got that away. Now I can get back to work. And then five touchdowns against the Dolphins. It's like, yeah, he really shredded that and pushed that off to the side.
Yeah, no question about it. And, you know, with an injured hand during the game, and obviously nothing that's serious or going to keep him out, where he was able to do it for much of the game with that. I think it was a thumb that he actually banged off a Dolphins player's helmet. But listen, this offense is just churning right now, and luckily so for this football team, right? Because the defense has so many injuries, and really even when healthy, isn't a great defense. It's just kind of a okay to good defense. But when an offense is playing the way this offense is, that's usually enough to get it done.
We were talking to a couple of people, and we've heard this before, and I'm glad you're on to sort of give us some truth to it. Mike Evans had two touchdown catches, but we've been hearing, all right, it's not his favorite target. They don't seem to get eye to eye. Do you see that? Is that true? Or is that just a national observation that doesn't have a merit?
If people say they don't see eye to eye as if there's a personal conflict somewhere there, I would say it's a lot like last year when people were saying, oh, look at the way that Bruce Arians talks about Tom Brady. Tom Brady's not going to be okay with that. You know what he was? He was fine with that. While the national media was talking about the relationship between Tom Brady and Bruce Arians, it was fine. And I'll tell you, it's definitely fine between Mike Evans and Tom Brady as well. The connection on the football field, listen, it's something that clearly they're still working on. And this has kind of been Mike Evans as a receiver throughout his career. He's had drops. He's had some games where maybe the routes aren't amazing. The guy's such a physical, unbelievable football player that he's always going to put up numbers regardless. But we've seen this from him before in his career. He'll end up with 1,000 yards and 10 to 12 touchdowns, right? He always does. But we've kind of seen this from him. And listen, I think if you're talking about who he connects with, it's quite clear. You could see it again yesterday. And I said it going into yesterday's game. After they didn't look good in New England, Tom's going to want to get the offense going. And when he wants to get the offense going, the guy he looks for is 81. Yeah. Antonio Brown, I mean, I was dead set against bringing the guy here, but he has been beyond valuable to this football team. I don't know if they're Super Bowl champions without him, and I don't know what their record is this year without him. Tom really leans on that guy when he needs the big play and the big catch.
It really is amazing because he really wanted him badly to be on the Buccaneers, and I was like you. I was like, this doesn't make a ton of sense given the history of this guy. But again, it seems like Brady's on another level of, look, I know what I know, and I don't need to explain it, but trust me, if I get him here, there's another thing I can do.
He's the human whisperer, okay, other people can't figure out how to get into people's heads and get them motivated. You know, you think about Randy Moss, you know, he was famous for just kind of like, I'll try when I want to try. He said it out loud. The guy said it out loud, I'll try when I want to try. Goes to New England, you never hear another thing. Tom Brady just seems to connect with guys, and he's the kind of leader that even among great leaders is special, and you hear it from guys, and you see it, whether it be, you know, a guy like Antonio Brown or other teammates he's had in the past, guys that have historically had some issues, Corey Dillon, right? Guys have had some issues around, and not that Bill Belichick had nothing to do with that in New England, but Tom Brady is clearly a leader like we've never seen, and he continues to prove it, and I think it's certainly part of what it is. Antonio Brown talked, you know, after the game yesterday about spending some time with, oh God, I'm drawing a blank. One of the real, like, the guy that makes you walk on, Tony Robbins. Talk about spending some time with Tony Robbins and some other people. So clearly he's working on himself as a human being. But I feel like Tom Brady deserves a ton of that credit.
All right, so one of the other reasons we're having you on is the Rays are in the playoffs, and again, their backs are against the wall, but they're still in the playoffs, and the Lightning are starting up this week, and they're the defending champs, two-time defending champs, and the sports universe is now, just used to be in New England, now it's sort of hovering around Tampa, St. Pete. Being there and having it be a city where a lot of people are from somewhere else and a lot of people bring allegiances, how has the city embraced being the sort of championship center of this, of the American sports universe right now?
Well, they love it, right? And you're right. So many of us, myself included, aren't lifelong Floridians, aren't from Tampa. This city has grown just leaps and bounds in just the last 15 years since I've been here, let alone 20, 30 years, right? So it is such a unique situation where you have so many people that come here with their own allegiances. It's tough to build that real fan base that you see in other places. And, you know, they have them here. The core of fan base here is as passionate as you'll find anywhere in the country, but you still have all these kind of people that are here that are like half in and still half into their other team. And it's just kind of the reality of who we are and where we are. But I'll tell you what, having gotten here in 2006 myself, having witnessed this fan base and the people that are lifelong Floridians or the people that have been Bucks and Rays and Lightning fan for years and years and years, and watching them experience the amount of losing that they experienced for so long, to see those fans, to see these lifelong Tampa Bay fans experience this winning, get to see what that feels like, I know for me, it's been unbelievably rewarding.
What's the conversation in that city about the Rays? Is Tropicana Field a long-term home? Are they going to want to build a stadium? What it feels like when I never know if it's a popular night there at all sometimes.
No, the Trop, listen, it's just in an awful location. And Tony, you know this, when they go to build a ballpark or a stadium or an arena, one of the first things they look at is how many people live within 5 miles, within 10 miles, going in every direction. What does the population look like close to that place? You know who lives around Tropicana Field? Fish. And they're not coming to the ball game, man. And it's just, you know what? It's not that far of a drive, and people could get there. And I know people go through hell to get to Fenway Park and Yankee Stadium and other places as well. It's also a very unfair comparison because of what Tampa Bay is, because of all of the transient people, because of all the other things that we have that you could be doing. There's so many reasons why Tropicana Field just doesn't work. But the top thing is, or the most important thing is, it's not because the Tampa Bay fan base doesn't care about baseball. If you look at the TV ratings, the radio ratings, they do really, really well. They're one of the top teams in all of baseball when it comes to those ratings. So we know that people are watching. We know that people are listening. We know that people care. Unfortunately, they're not showing up at the ballpark.
Yeah, and it's interesting, too, because the Yankees have a facility there. There's a lot of New Yorkers there. And I I know that there's been a real comparison between the Yankees that just spent nearly $500 million on payroll over the last couple of years being out of the postseason in one game, and the Rays, who do a fraction of that, winning the division yet again and winning the division comfortably, not by the skin of their teeth, winning it by 6 or 7 games.
And if you told me they were going to do that early in the season, I would have told you you were crazy, especially after Tyler Glasnow went
down.
Sure,
right.
It's one thing to win 100 games, but to win 100 games without many actual starting pitchers on your staff, without an ace, it's just, you know, what they've done this season is pretty absurd. And it really makes you think about, you know, what next season could be like when you have a Tyler Glasnow back, when, you know, Shane Boz is all of a sudden a second-year pitcher, when, you know, Luis Patino, you know, you get all these young kids that are just so inexperienced. I mean, tonight, we don't know who's going to be on the mound yet, but if it would have been Patino, it would have been the fourth consecutive rookie starter in the ALDS. I mean, it's just what they do. It's unthinkable. I still can't wrap my head around it. They've changed the game of baseball multiple times, but so far they haven't gotten over the hump. Hopefully they can. It's a big game tonight, certainly.
It really is interesting because it does change. You know, the Yankees will probably always do business the way they've always done business. But those fan bases in, like, Kansas City that just won a World Series 5 or 6 years ago, or Pittsburgh or whatever, there is no reason for the team to go, nothing we can do. The big markets beat us out every time. They can point to Tampa Bay and go, not really. Look at what they're doing. Look at the way they operate. Look at the way they scout and draft and build up talent. There's no excuse for being in the basement all the time because of where we live.
Yeah, and listen, you know, it's one thing to say, hey, those big teams are going to continue to do what they do. But just, you know, look at the Dodgers, right? And Andrew Friedman's there now. If you look at the Boston Red Sox and Chaim Bloom's there now, right? So even though these teams have all that money and have all those resources, they're also smart enough to go, man, the Rays know something. Yeah. And even those big teams are starting to pick up those Rays pieces, which is, you know, it's got to be a little bit scary. But so far, they've managed to stay ahead of the curve. Regardless of people like that leaving, they've managed to continue to change baseball and do things that nobody can kind of figure out how they're doing. And it's going to be interesting to see if they can continue to do that, because you think eventually people are going to catch up. But for about 15 years now, they haven't.
That's right. Exactly. Pat, always good talking to you, my friend. And hope the Rays continue that series tonight. Thank you, brother.
Me too, man. Talk to you soon.
You got it. Pat Donovan, WDAE. One of our favorite guests. We like having Pat on. Always good. And yes, he didn't get an answer to "Are you human?" from Tom Brady. 5 touchdowns at 44 years old. And easy, too. Unbelievable. But the Rays' backs against the wall tonight. Red Sox have a 2-1 series lead as they go into game 4 at Fenway Park. I give the Red Sox my deepest apologies. I thought they'd just kind of whimper out of this series against the mighty, mighty Rays, and they did not do that. Christian Vasquez with a 2-run homer in the 13th, now giving him a 2-1 lead. All right, we'll come back, wrap up this hour, get you set up for Denton Day coming up next. Sports Map Radio.